Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to GetCoveredIllinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Lowe's is the place to save big this winter on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. Get $5 off select interior paint and primer in one via mail-in rebate. Plus, come in for our winter savings event and get 10 to 30% off select products store-wide. Don't miss out on winter's biggest savings happening right now at Lowe's. Paint offer valid 114 through 118 on 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only via mail-in rebate. Savings event discount taken off original purchase price and reflected in prices marked. Selection varies by store. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Blackhawks have now won 8 games in a row and sit just 2 points back of Dallas in the Central Division. Last night, Corey Crawford contributed 41 saves to a 3-2 win over Nashville. Andrew Shaw had 2 goals. Marian Hossa, 2 assists. Crawford says the Hawks are firing on all cylinders right now.
Everyone's feeling pretty good, I think, and the chemistry's there, and everyone's playing well together as a team. Making the right plays. We're not making too many mistakes out there. In all three zones. So I think our team is very well-rounded right now.
Hawks now head to Montreal for a game tomorrow night. Armin Isimov will not make the trip. He is sick. Bulls, on the other hand, have lost 3 in a row after their 6-game winning streak. Derrick Rose left last night's loss to Milwaukee in the third quarter with a knee injury. He got treatment this morning, but the team did not practice today. No word on if Rose will play tomorrow when the Bulls take on Philly. In baseball, 162 players filed for arbitration yesterday. Of interest to Chicago fans, Avisail Garcia, Dan Jennings, Brett Lowry, and Zach Putnam on the south side. Jake Arrieta, Chris Coughlin, Justin Grimm, Hector Rondon, Pedro Strop, Adam Warren, and Travis Wood on the north side. In the NFL, the Rams win approval to move to Los Angeles. They'll play out on the West Coast beginning next season. Hugh Jackson is the new coach of the Browns. Ken Whisenhunt is the new offensive coordinator in San Diego. The Chicago Wolves return to the Allstate Arena on Friday and Saturday night at 7. Enjoy craft beer night on Friday, but please drink responsibly. Saturday, the Wolves face division rival Lake Erie. Tickets start at only $11. For more info, visit chicagowolves.com. Chicago Wolves, hungry for more. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
Fours at Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
I was going to cut my schedule back. This being, 39 years now, announcing it. I'm sitting there having breakfast with Harris, my beautiful Greek wife. I said, honey, we're not going to cut back this year. We're going to do them all because this is going to be a fun season. Right.
Yeah. A real fun season. Yeah.
And our former intern is a new voice of the White Sox.
Yes. He sounds great.
1-0.
Sand swings and lines it past the mound towards second. Rhymes behind the back, flags it down, throws to second. Espinosa, a leaning grab, and he holds the bag for out number three.
Nobody is better prepared for a game to settle in, and there's going to be maybe more than one generation of White Sox fans, I hope, that are going to consume the game through his eyes and ears.
And he does it in English.
Bernstein. What about tanks?
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. At 304 Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, Boers and Bernstein.
We go to the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood, and welcome in the newest television voice of the Chicago White Sox. He'll work, I think, 78 home games?
Yep.
Right next to Steve Stone at U.S. Cellular Field. He is the erstwhile Johnny Carmelo. You can now just call him Jason Benetti. Isn't this cool?
Hello?
Hello there.
This is I'm proud of you, kid. This is really awesome.
Well, thank you all for not only being great to work with, but also teaching me how to use a copy machine back when I was interning. As I recall, my major disability when I was in your studio is to try to figure out how to copy stuff. Was not very good at it.
Well, it didn't really matter because we didn't really read it anyway.
Yeah,
you know, it would stuff would be there in front of us and we'd ignore it and we'd throw it out. So it didn't make a damn bit of difference. But you know, but before we sort of talk about you and your role, tell us about the process, like how this whole thing started and how you and what it took to get the job.
Well, first of all, I do get a couple oatmeal cream pies for doing this, right?
Absolutely.
At least.
For doing the interview?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Without question.
Good, great. So I called Brooks Boyer from the White Sox in late September, early October, and I told him I was interested in the position, and he called me back a couple hours later, said, well, that's good news because we're interested in talking to you too. So he was aware of me, and I know you guys were a part of that too, so I appreciate everything you've done for me, but rather than get sappy, I'll just answer your question. So I went to Chicago, interviewed with some folks at the White Sox and GM and Comcast, and then I was doing a Syracuse basketball game in December, and I got a phone call about an hour before tip. Can you fly in and meet Jerry Reinsdorf? And I thought, yes. Hope this goes well, because that sounds like a major thing. So it was kind of like a second round type deal, and then met Stoney. I think I can call him that now. I met Stoney for dinner, and there you have it.
All fun stuff. I just think it's very cool that we can start hearing a bit of a different sound to the broadcast. And is your approach, obviously we know that Steve Stone is great at what he does. Also, loquacious, and there's a finite amount of airtime. What's your approach to, in just in general, philosophically, your role relating to a color commentator, an analyst?
I mean, I am there. I'm honestly there to help create moments when that person can say, I haven't thought about that in a long time. And you can almost see it happening. When you ask somebody a question about when they played or what they think of a situation and the smile kind of crosses their face, that's when I know I've done my job as a partner and as a teammate. Because, I mean, Steve, I think Steve's one of the top analysts in the country, if not the best baseball mm-hmm. analyst in the country. Not only can he anticipate plays, but he's got great stories and he's a really smart guy to boot. So, I mean, to me, it's about making him the best version of him and making us together the best version of us we can be.
What was Jerry Reinsdorf? I haven't talked to Jerry in a number of years since we were doing this, and nobody likes us anyway, as you know. But what was that like? I mean, you mentioned that's something. Yeah, you wanted. Yeah, let's talk to Jerry Reinsdorf. I'll be there.
It was surreal because we're sitting in his office at the Advocate Center, and I'm looking at. I'm looking at newspaper headlines from the Bulls championships and from the World Series in 2005. And I mean, it was kind of like, this is your life, but it wasn't intended for me. Like I was an accidental contestant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting in there and I'm looking at all this stuff. And, you know, he's asking me about broadcasters in the past, and about baseball history and grammar. I mean, any number of topics. I was really impressed, and I was flattered that he took the time. But I you know, I've always heard he's a great guy, and he's a really loyal person, and I got that feeling.
Now, selfishly, as a viewer, I'm interested in some of the non-baseball stuff, where these broadcasts can go, because I know the baseball stuff's in good hands. I know that you're going to be able to mix in advanced metrics in a way that doesn't confuse people or doesn't get people to acting defensively. Just use it as a part of the fabric of the broadcast very, very comfortably and educationally. Well, for example, Len Casper, he likes to talk about music because he knows a lot about music. And they do some other interviews of, you know, pop culture people there to sing the stretch. And I'm wondering, you know, you're a lawyer. Steve is a very smart guy with a lot of knowledge of other things. I'm very curious, and maybe you are too, where else the discussion may go on some of these languid summer evenings.
Well, I've pitched third inning promissory estoppel. No,
I like that. Okay, we could do some contract law, do some tort law in there too.
Nothing says a June summer day like reasonable reliance
or strict liability, right? Yeah, okay.
Right. I mean, so that's the fun of it, right? I mean, talking to Steve over dinner, we spent about 3 hours together, and we bounced from conversation to conversation. So honestly, I mean, I trust that the guy next to me can go anywhere that I want to go, and frankly, he can probably go a number of more places than I can go. So that's the fun of it, right? Like, you're sitting there, and something triggers a thought in your mind. I mean, that's the sick brand of humor that you guys do too. I mean, you don't really necessarily talk it over; it just kind of happens. So that's what I'm pumped about.
It's weird too, because how many guys get to become a major league play-by-play guy for their team in their hometown? And I'm trying to think. You're 32, right?
Yeah.
So your White Sox teams that you what is the first real White Sox, like a good team that was your time as a kid, like sort of like the 77 team might have been for me?
I mean, it was, you know, the team that lost to the Blue Jays in the playoffs, but I mean, the 94 strike team was the team that I most recall saying, like, wow, this team is just going to be it. I mean, the mm-hmm. battle with the Indians and the division and all of that. And then, you know, you wonder, Sox Expos in the World Series. So to me, I mean, Robin Ventura was my, he's not going to like that I say this, but my favorite player. It's going to make him feel old, but, you know.
He is old. He should feel old.
Okay. Right? Okay. Very nice of you. But those are the teams. I mean, those are the guys that I grew up with. And so, you know, I mean, Alex Fernandez and Blackjack and Wilson Alvarez and Jason Berea's Fosh, which I think should be a punk band by now. But those are the guys.
You know, it's interesting because when you talk about, you know, starting conversations, just talking, we never plan anything on this show, as you know. We don't really. We just manage somehow to be able to talk about whatever any other. We generally have a conversation that starts out of the blue. And I kind of think your idea about Steve is the same way. I mean, I don't think it takes any planning. I don't think it takes you to think about, well, what are you going to talk? I just think that, you know, I gather that you did well at dinner with him and you had a rapport. And I mean, I don't think you really need to plan anything, Jason. I think it's just like, let it go. He still knows baseball. Let him go. I mean, I don't want to do play-by-play because I'm bad at everything. But I certainly know that when I have like a little treasure sitting there that I don't have to worry about starting conversation.
No,
he'll do it.
As you say that, before our guest answers, I want to bring in a mystery guest to Sports Radio 670 The Score. Hello, mystery guest.
Well, hello, boys. It's certainly good to be back on the air and tell you just how much I'm looking forward to this particular coming season.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Stone is with us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. So this is, here you have it, your home television White Sox broadcast crew.
There they are.
With us now on The Score.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
Steve, I'm great. How are you? What's your day been like? Mine's been rather uneventful.
I was surprised this morning that actually the sun was out here, and then I started to get a flood of texts and a few calls, and it's nice to see that they finally nailed everything down and that we could come out and actually talk about what I feel is going to be a pretty exciting season.
You know, it's interesting. We were talking about that, and you guys, I know you had a three-hour dinner. And with you, my point with you, dealing with you, is you don't really have to deal with you. You sort of are you. It's not like, boy, you gotta pry Steve Stone to say something. No, you don't. So, I mean, a natural report, great, and I'm sure you guys will have it. But, I mean, it's not like you gotta push Steve Stone to say something. He'll be fine.
Well,
Steve,
that's where you say something.
Yeah, I'm lying, but I'm trying to pump up Stoney. You know, it's lonely.
No, I think what's going to happen is very simple. I think that Jason is going to do the play-by-play. He's going to be phenomenally well prepared for it, and out of that is going to spring any number of opportunities to discuss what's going on not only in that game, but what's going on in baseball on a given day. And for the most part, baseball fans, I'm sure, are going to listen to the broadcast, certainly be captivated by Jason's colorful play-by-play, and then they're going to learn something, which is important. You have to be entertained. You have to learn something. I have no doubt he's going to be as prepared as any broadcaster around to do the job on any given day, and that's what's going to make it exciting.
Question for both of you. The fact that it's just home games certainly affects the on-air relationship because it affects the off-air relationship. If you talk to most broadcast teams, they really come together on the road and not necessarily on the air. That it's all the dinners, it's the travel, it's all that extra time, and you learn the rhythms of the other person. Is it going to be more difficult to formulate that kind of relationship because you're not going to have that same kind of travel time together in this particular case?
We're going to spend some time together in spring training and do a bunch of games together at spring training. So first of all, that's really important. And I don't know how Steve feels about this, but I plan to talk to him quite a bit while the team's on the road. I don't know if he's going to want nearly that much of me on his phone, but I think that's part of developing the understanding of the team too, is figuring out where he is mentally about the team while they're on the road.
And also, Jason has told me that he's going to rent an astonishingly large place and that I could move in so that during the home games that it should be no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, so
it's like the movie Step Brothers, right? We're going to play a drum set together and all that and have bunk beds.
Yeah, are you moved back yet?
I'm in East Lansing right now. I have Sparty tomorrow night. I'm moving within the next month and a half.
And you're not going to live in the south suburbs, are you?
Hey,
I'm sorry, Terry. My parents are weeping somewhere right now. But no.
Well, that's Southwest. We consider it Southwest. We get around it that way, Jed. It's just there. That's the Southwest suburbs. You're good there.
Yeah, I'm going to live in the city.
I thought so. Smart kid. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad we got a chance to do this, and I'm going to let you get back to your uneventful day. And I just know as a consumer of White Sox baseball on television, this is so exciting, and I'm really looking forward to having this kind of freshness brought in to this broadcast. So, guys, thanks for joining us.
And guys, thank you. And, Steve, thanks for dinner. Next one's on you again.
I know that. I take that for granted. But thanks, guys, for having the first broadcast that Jason and I actually did together. So I appreciate it. I'm sure he does, too.
Well, the Boers and Bernstein Show would be the only place for it, considering the prior relationship.
And we love you both, so.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Thanks for making this happen, guys. Thanks, Steve. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Jason.
Steve Stone and Jason Benetti, our guests on the Boers and Bernstein Show. You'll be hearing a lot more of them and from them throughout the baseball season, which is a good thing. You got the score.
All right. Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Better brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. While eight teams continue their push towards Super Bowl 50 in the Bay Area, a couple of teams remain in the process of hitting the reset button, plowing through interviews, trying to secure the bridge to winning in the form of a new head coach. In the case of the Giants, a conservative, classy team, historically reluctant for change, their task is taller than most. Find another option to replace a two-time Super Bowl winning future Hall of Famer. It's Tom Coughlin. Easier said than done. According to co-owner Steve Tisch, Big Blue hopes to settle on a name by the end of this week. While that seems pretty ambitious. It's their timeline. As for the interviewees, scratch DC's Steve Spagnuolo off the list. Same with former Falcons head man Mike Smith. Don't see it. In my opinion, it's a two-man race, or at least it should be, with Doug Marrone and current OC Ben McAdoo maybe as an internal wild card. Personally, I like McAdoo. Don't think he's ready yet, though. Marrone, however, he feels like a Giants coach. He's got that DNA. I'm BT.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Lowe's is the place to save big this winter on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. Get 10% off select major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, choose 18-month special financing on purchases $599 or more with your Lowe's consumer credit card. Don't miss out on winter's biggest savings happening right now at Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 113 through 126. Credit offer valid 115 through 121 and subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Special financing can't be combined with 5% discount offer. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is our... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken, but what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Hi.
Used under license.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Well, that was great. You got Voice of Diversity, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's something we've never done. These many years.
That's true. We haven't.
Nope. We have not.
Very cool, though. And yep. a lot of really, really very positive response. And it's nice. You know, Steve sort of gets let out of his cage. Because remember, we talked
about... When
Chuck Swirsky subbed and Chuck did a fine job as a functional professional baseball guy. He's not really a baseball broadcaster at all, but he's a broadcaster and did a fine job. But just having... Letting Stoney get his rhythm back, you know, just to have it...
It's phenomenal,
let the broadcast... breathe a little bit it was really very, very nice.
It's so refreshing after the number of years, you know, you forget because it just, you know, just hadn't had a chance to breathe very much. And I don't know what it was, a week was worse, whatever it was. I mean, it was just really, really good because it was Steve Stone and a guy setting them up like you should and letting that guy go. I mean, just, and I'm sure Jason would be the same thing. It'll be top to bottom, a really good broadcast, probably from day one, I'm guessing. Sharp dudes.
Yeah, but even at that level with professionals involved, it takes time for everything to gel. I think the broadcast in the middle of the season will sound different than it does at the beginning. Broadcast at the end of the season will sound different than it does in the middle because you learn people's quirks and idiosyncrasies, and you start to know what works, what doesn't. But ultimately, it's TV. The picture's right there. Mm-hmm. You've got what's on the monitor, and people have you're looking at the same picture they are. And then it's a matter of using all the tools at your disposal. And the wonderful thing about baseball is it's not just the telestrator like football or and having just a couple seconds. You've got all different avenues. You've got all kinds of ways to look at the game. You have all kinds of ways to diagnose what did happen, what could happen, probabilities and likelihoods and history. And it's just wonderful now for much of the time. We're going to have what I think are two sensational television broadcasts.
Yeah, and I think it will. I think right from the beginning, I don't think it'll take a long time at all. I think it may sound different at the end, but I don't think it'll take long at all. I think they'll be pretty damn good from the get-go.
For the angry emailers and tweeters saying, why aren't you talking about the Cubs, as always happens when I'm serious.
We're at the convention Friday. What do you want?
That's what I was going to say.
What do you want? What are you talking about?
angry because we're talking about the White Sox. Why are you talking about the White Sox when you're the Cubs station?
Because that's what we have done.
Because we talk about every team, regardless we talk about whatever we want.
We had a unique opportunity and took full advantage of it. And the sick monkey awaits ye.
And Terry is bringing the sick monkey to the Cubs convention. Right. He has his own credential. He filled out the form.
I asked Mitch for an extra.
I see his picture, and it's on a card on a lanyard. It just says sick monkey. And He's going to be joining us when we are
wet and delicious.
Well, you can't promise the latter part.
Yeah, well,
it's an acquired taste. Let's put it that way.
Just a little bit.
It's sort of like Malort. Either it's some people find it reprehensible, others absolutely adore it. Now, we will be at the Cubs convention at the Sheraton on Friday.
We certainly will.
And you know what? If we want to talk about the White Sox there, we can do that too.
Yeah, it's going to be a broadcast. You know, the Cubs are going to do what they can, and we'll see how it falls for us. I have no idea, but they will do the best they can to bring us people. I'm sure there's no doubt they will. But we're not going to do the whole damn show. There'll be other issues I'm sure we're discussing, and that's the way it always works with us. I mean, the Super Bowl, when we get to the Super Bowl, might be different. I might have more fun with football, but we'll find enough weirdos there to interview.
You don't cover Super Bowls for the football.
No.
You cover Super Bowls for the weirdos.
I do.
Because that's where they are.
And here they come.
We will be talking to obscure C-list celebrities and people with brain damage.
Correct.
Right?
And look forward to
it. Maybe some obscure C-list celebrities with brain damage if you really hit the jackpot. Yes. We'll have failed comedians with bad movies coming out.
But I guarantee, even there, when we can't find somebody who's brain damaged to visit with, we will probably be talking something else other than football. I probably say that's pretty much the way it goes, because whatever happens, we will react to it, whether it's football or not.
And you remember, too, that the other thing that happens is people want to know what goes on, because there tend to be odd moments off the air that people want brought to the air.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So there's we don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if you're going to be making it rain up in the club this time, but...
I'm not going to make it rain, and I'd be free.
Unless it's like the traveling she-mail review, then in which case,
that's different.
Right, you're all over it.
Wow.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Bulls fell to Milwaukee last night on the road, 106-101. It's a third loss in a row for Chicago after winning six straight. So, Coach Fred Hoiberg, what's going on with your team?
Yeah, I got down eight, a really nice comeback, got a lead, and then started turning the ball over. And, 17 turnovers led to 30 points for Milwaukee. That's where a lot of their fast break points came from. Their 17 fast break points came off of those turnovers. We got to value the ball, value the possession.
Derrick Rose left the game late in the third quarter with a sore knee. He received treatment today. Rose says he doesn't think he needs an MRI and isn't overly concerned. No word yet if he'll play tomorrow night when the Bulls take on the 76ers in Philly. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Nets have reached out to former Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau about taking over in Brooklyn. He turned down the Nets originally before he signed on to coach the Bulls. Meanwhile, the Bulls United Center roommates continue to roll. The Blackhawks got a 3-2 win over Nashville last night. 41 saves for Corey Crawford, a pair of goals for Andrew Shaw. Hawks have now won eight straight. They'll play in Montreal tomorrow night, but they'll do it without Artem Anisimov. He is out sick. And to the NFL, where owners have approved the Rams' move from St. Louis to Los Angeles. They'll play out in L.A. in 2016. ESPN's Adam Schefter says the Chargers will get first crack at relocating through January 16th of 2017. Then the Raiders will get their turn to try to convince owners they need to make a move. The Browns have hired Hugh Jackson as their new head coach. They'll introduce him at a press conference later today. Jackson's hiring likely means the end for Johnny Manziel in Cleveland. And former Nebraska and NFL running back Lawrence Phillips found dead in his jail cell today. He was 40 years old. Phillips was facing the death penalty for the murder of another inmate. In baseball, Jason Benetti is the new play-by-play guy for the White Sox home games this year. Hawk Harrelson will continue to handle games on the road. And in college basketball, major NCAA violations found in Mizzou's basketball program the entire 2013-2014 season will be vacated. Looking to get a big taste for a little cash? Try Taco Bell's Crunchwrap Sliders. Four big, bold flavors like new Sriracha Chicken or Beefy Cheddar, all for just a buck each. Only at Taco Bell at participating locations for a limited time. Prices may vary, tax extra. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
You come out in the second half and it's bombs away.
And now, yes, it's time to begin the second half.
some basketball talk early on, a little bit of football talk, too, about the coaches with Hugh Jackson apparently landing the Cleveland Browns job. We mentioned some of the other headlines as they came through. We spoke with the new voice of the White Sox, Jason Benetti, and the old voice of the White Sox, Steve Stone. We had them on simultaneously to talk about their new partnership for home games on TV this year.
Now, this is something I didn't know. This is a little scorecard item from SI. In 1965, when John Wooden was at the height of his powers as UCLA's basketball coach, he was recruited by the pros. But it wasn't an NBA team that came calling. It was the Pittsburgh Pirates inquiring about whether Wooden would be interested in becoming the team's new manager. Wooden declined the offer, of course, but credit the Pirates for an inspired bit of thinking. Wooden possessed extraordinary leadership skills and exceptional emotional intelligence. Surely, figured Pittsburgh's brass, that was more important than whether he'd mastered the nuances of the double switch. Yet Wooden knew that the recruitment was so absurd that when recounted, a skeptical audience might request proof. So for years, he kept the news clipping of the account in his wallet, presumably bunched between his driver's license and his grocery coupons. Now, fast forward to a half century, and speaking of the Browns, they hire Paul De Podesta, who's one of the best baseball minds around and recognized as such, as to run the show.
But also has a connection to football in his past, though.
Yep. So he's their chief strategy officer. I want to be the chief strategy officer of the Cleveland Browns. That's his job. The move triggered more discussion and scrutiny than he did the team's drafting of Johnny Manziel. So apparently, as you kind of figured that hiring would be under a microscope, a lot of people going, huh, what? What happened? And you know what? I know some have failed. There's a few examples in here of guys who failed, who kind of, things that didn't work. And yeah, there are certainly a lot of things that didn't work. You say, see, that's what this could be. But you know what? As bad as the Browns are, I think that is, when you take all into consideration, really kind of inspired.
The weird Chandler Jones story out of Boston, where the latest is that they believe that he had a bad reaction to synthetic marijuana. The Patriots defensive end was taken to a police station, or appeared at a police station.
Yeah, because he lives right by it.
Because he lives, and he was having some sort of reaction, and officers were present while he was attended to in a back parking lot of the police station. And see, for me, the story to me is not that football player does drugs.
That's right.
Because football players do drugs, and whether he's at Rob Gronkowski's house or where, I don't care. What matters to me is if, in fact, you have a police department that tried to have his name redacted from reports, that tried to make sure it wasn't entered into dispatch records, that they lied about whether or not they were treating him or attending to him, that this is could it be yet another example of a team too cozy with local police. We have the issue with Ray McDonald in San Francisco when there was a cop that worked for the team. Mm-hmm. We had all this stuff in Buffalo with the active Buffalo police lieutenant who's caddying for Patrick Kane and trying to keep him out of trouble wherever he goes. This has got to stop. You can't have this. You just because he plays football, you can't have people changing official records and lying to reporters about this, because it doesn't do anybody any good. With the trust level that the too many municipalities have with their local police, where you have fundamental issues of trust, this is yet another epidemic trying to protect professional athletes that we don't need. Protect the public.
I saw this headline today, and I thought, this is one of the guys in sports, as you know, I really liked, and just on a lot of levels, that Jordan Spieth, he made $23 million last year just playing golf. And then $50 million all told. I mean, that's not bad. The endorsements, as most of them have, and so forth and so on, $30 million. Now comes the bonanza. He has signed a deal with Coca-Cola on, this is in quotes, on the level of LeBron.
Well, you know, that's a good bet. The thing is, if you're placing a bet, that's a better bet than Derrick Rose or Dwight Howard.
Yep, I agree. I mean, this is... And he's already done some stuff. I mean, he's already done a spot for him. So I look at this and I say, you know, there's certain guys, and you don't really expect to see any athlete, you know, with a headline on the level of LeBron, right? I mean, you don't really expect to see anybody do that, and he's already done it. And I've said this before that really, whether you like golf or not, you ought to check it out and watch him sometime, because whether he's winning or losing, the kid is just a phenomenal person. He just gets it so quickly. That's unbelievable, and good for him, because this, my friend, is a ton of dough.
We have a new football helmet design, and as you know, I'm generally very, very skeptical of these things, both because of the
discuss this with Lee Steinberg,
because of the claims, because of the unintended consequences, and because of the way coaches use them as a dodge. Oh, we spent all this money on football helmets, so your kids can keep playing football. Now, there was a Bloomberg Business report about this new company called Visus, and it just so happens coincidentally that the guy who wrote the story is one of my old guy buddies from the gym. And he was telling me about it when they were working on it, and it's very cool stuff. He's actually seen the helmet, put it on, been there with all the designers, and there's some interesting videos about how it works. Here's how I can best explain it. It's a company called Visus, and what they've done is, you know, we always talk about how can you actually decelerate the force.
Right.
Instead of just protecting your skull, the outside, how can you decelerate the force? Well, there is an internal shell that is form-fitted to your skull, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To your head.
Yep.
Now, on that form-fitted inner shell, picture this like if you took hundreds of golf tees, hundreds of plastic golf tees, okay, and covered that inside shell, just stuck them in there all the way around, just sort of equidistant, spread out around, like you've got sort of like a chia growing out of your head. Mm-hmm. Now, you then cover those with a flexible outer shell. And what I'm calling golf tees, for lack of a better term, are actually shock-absorbing material that can compress and then immediately return to its original shape. So what happens is, as you would see in the videos for the Visus helmet, V-I-C-I-S, there is an impact. The impact is largely absorbed by these shock absorbers, and then the outer shell and the shock absorbers reconstitute. So what they're betting on, what their science has shown them, is that it does, in fact, actually absorb some of the concussive force or subconcussive force. So my next thought is, and this has not been answered yet, and this is where my skepticism lies, they've tried soft, quote unquote, soft helmets before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The problem has been friction, that each hit grabs more, and it's increased rotational force. So you get the neck twisting, and you don't get enough of a glancing blow that everything, if that is going to distort and the helmet's going to soften, then there's more of a pull and there's more twisting. So hey, I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic that they can possibly find something.
Yeah.
But while it is very cool, and there are a lot of smart people working on this, I guess the bottom line is I remain skeptical, both in what we see and then what eventually we'll find out that people aren't seeing. But it's still very cool. If you want to look at Visus, they're crazy expensive, and they're going to be pitching these to NFL teams. They don't look weird. That's the other thing, that they know the players won't wear them if they look weird, and they don't.
Believe is right. We never know. All I know, here's what I know for sure as we close out a second. The NFL's gone soft anyway.
Oh,
you know,
God.
They don't allow this head-to-head. This has gone soft. This is ridiculous. The hell is going on with the NFL?
Oh, and don't forget, we're celebrating Lawrence Phillips is dead.
We are.
Because Lawrence Phillips is dead and the world's a better place when he's dead.
You know what? I knew there was something different about today.
Boy, you got the Joliet Archbishop and you get Lawrence Phillips in the same span. That's two good deaths.
Man, that's getting it done. You bagging some big ones.
Boards and Bernstein, 312-644-6767. Mark Schanowski talks Bulls at the top of the score.
Best second half of all time.
Log on to 670thescore.com now for a chance to win a trip to San Francisco for Super Bowl 50 weekend. See Metallica performing live the night before. Then you're off to the Super Bowl. Thanks to the Super Bowl 50 host committee, presented by Salesforce. We help make your customers love you. See how at salesforce.com. Log on now to 670thescore.com and enter for your chance to win. Brought to you locally by Pepsi, official soft drink of Super Bowl 50. And 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
The All Canada Show.
What's that?
Oh, the All Canada Show's coming back to town.
All Canada Show.
Yeah. Remember that trip I took to Canada last year?
Yeah.
Did my research and met the lodge owner at the All Canada Show.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's where you caught that monster pike, right? And took those shore lunch pictures?
Yep. I gotta get back up there.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got room for one more.
Huh?
Want to come to the show with me and check it out?
You kidding me? I'm in.
The All Canada Show. It's the largest gathering of Canadian lodges in the U.S. Register to win a fantastic Canadian fishing trip to Milton Lake Lodge in Saskatchewan. Enjoy great seminar speakers, including Keith Cabayas. Try our new hockey challenge game and have shore lunch with an ice-cold Labatt Blue. Seniors get a discount, kids get in free, and everyone gets a free collector daredevil lure on opening night. Details and discounted tickets are available at allcanada.com. January 14th through 17th at the Pheasant Run Mega Center, St. Charles. Free parking.
The All Canada Show.
Your holiday bills. And you can do this with an unsecured loan through Avant. Avant is simple, it's convenient, and most of all, it's quick. It is one loan, it's one monthly payment, and no hassle. All you do is go to avantoffer.com and check your rate. And checking your rate is risk-free. So don't worry about it affecting your FICO score, because it won't. And then the funds can be in your account as soon as tomorrow. You should take advantage of this, too. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. So start your year off right. Go to avantoffer.com, avantoffer.com. Enter promo code SCORE. Make sure you do that. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Avantoffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon's not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249. 800-901-1249. 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The big thing is taking care of the ball. You know, too many turnovers in the last game, too many turnovers tonight, too many turnovers in Atlanta. Again, you got to value the possession. You got to take care of the ball. You can't give those opposing teams run out baskets. It's too big of a confidence builder, especially on the road. You know, you can't do it against the building going. Again, yeah, you have to value it.
We'll say, Fred. That's the, well, I don't know if he's embattled, but that's Fred Hoiberg. And I mean, he's getting tired of that same press conference, I think, as anybody would. You got Boys of Racing, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to The Score. He won't have to bother now. I don't think it's probably almost impossible to lose to the Sixers, no matter who you play.
I think it is.
I mean, there's no proof otherwise. I've seen teams that go in there that after, you know, one of these things where they've played a lot, they're on the road, and they still just pump them. So, I mean, it's not like, yeah, you know, once in a while. No, not really. Not really. It doesn't take your A game. It doesn't take, like, greatness coming in your building to pound them, or at least get by them. And I don't know that they've gotten any better, Philadelphia. I don't see it.
Pau Gasol is not going to make the trip. That was just announced by the team. Derrick Rose is listed as questionable with now, what is it, patella tendon
soreness, yeah. Something issue. Study. Yeah. Yeah.
I understand that if you've had your ACL replaced by the middle third of your patellar tendon, if it's that knee, sometimes you get, it gets a little wonky on you. And I have to be careful. I know when I'm exercising to make sure they call it the patella tracking, to make sure that the actual kneecap is moving sort of along as it should, because what they do is they recreate your ACL by taking the middle of that tendon, and they take a plug of bone at either end, and then they stitch the remaining thirds of the tendon together. They stretch it back out over the patella, so you could end up with some secondary issues there. Sometimes that's where a little scar tissue builds up, and you got to break some of the adhesions in there, and you hear things kind of popping.
Yeah,
but it,
well, he was down and he was back in, and then he was gone. So I mean, he says that today it's okay. Supposedly, I don't know if it is or it isn't, but I mean, it's kind of part and parcel of what it is. I just fear when he has to talk. Besides everybody else, I don't want to hear it.
I know.
I just don't.
Nobody does. But you should not. Why travel Rose? Sit Rose. Let him stay home. Let Gasol stay home. If Jimmy wants to stay home, he can stay home. And Noah's going to start. I mean, you know, Noah's covered with that kinesio tape. And all. I can't believe that athletic trainers are still using that nobody thinks that it does anything. I've not read a single study or anything written about a single study that suggests that kinesio tape has any advantages or any efficacy whatsoever. It's just tape you put on your body.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's some magical therapeutic tape. Remember, it started in the World Cup? Remember, it was like Balotelli that was wearing it? And then all the soccer players were wearing it because I guess it was approved for use in other countries.
Yeah, once you start it, yeah.
And then it became a thing, and then everybody's using kinesio tape.
Yep. Yep.
Great.
If that hurts, put that on it. Okay.
Yeah, put some tape on it or something.
Just tape it up.
I understand. I understand. And actually, in the NBA, they don't tape ankles like they used to. You know, that used to be a thing where all teams, that was a part of your routine, is everybody went over to the trainer's table and they put that little primer tape on and everybody got their ankles taped. You guys don't do it anymore. And actually, it's better because they were old school coaches saying, back in our day, we didn't tape ankles and our ankles got stronger because we didn't tape them.
Yeah.
And the shoes are so much better now that they actually do end up with stronger muscles in the ankles because a lot of guys don't do it. Some wear those lace-up ankle braces. But, man, you don't beat the Sixers. Leave everybody home. Let everybody chill.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they. Yeah, I mean, that's okay. Maybe Mark can help us. I'm just not sure what they need. What needs to happen, or what is inevitably going to happen with this, with this guy mad and this guy. Yeah, I mean, I just want to see, how do you unravel all of this and still try to get the best out of a team that clearly is on its last shot? This is it. I mean, Gasol is going to leave next year, and I wouldn't. They're not going to re-sign Noah. So, I mean, it really is.
But you say make a trade, but what kind of trade?
I don't know what to do with him.
If you could get a first-round pick for Joakim Noah or a conditional first-round pick, that doesn't help you this year, but you still got to do it.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know why. Yeah, I don't know who's going to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know what Fred's supposed to do.
We discussed it during transition and, you know, talking about, well, the Western Conference could use a guy like that. Some of the teams there said, okay, But, you know, they know he's available. I don't see him beating down the door to get to him. It's not a secret.
I want to thank everybody who has signed up for the 2016 Charity Poker Championship that benefits the One Step programs and Children's Oncology Services. And this is usually the time of year when the registrations start rolling in, because just a couple days ago, we sent out the first e-blast to all the people who have participated before. So if it's something that you haven't done, the returning players now are going to begin registering. Usually there's a big wave right around now. So if you want to play on Thursday, February 18th for your chance to win the $10,000 seat at the World Series of Poker main event, you should get involved. You can go to BorsandBernstein.com. The link is there. But you want to go directly to the website to register. It's onestepcamp.org. Again, onestepcamp.org. It is $275 for players, $75 for spectators who just want to hang out and eat and party. And we've got the high roller satellite entry for these. This is for serious players who want the best shot at the final table to try to win either the World Series of Poker seat or the thousands of dollars in prizes that we have. The high roller satellite entry fee. I don't know. I can't promise that there are seats available right now, but I assume there might be a handful. That's $650 if you want that shot. And some guys who do the math, who are going to plan multiple rebuys, have told me, wow, this is the best deal, and thanks for offering it. But if you just want to play, be part of the knockout round, the whole thing, and try to knock out some of our celebrity bounties, that's $275. We're at the Montgomery Club, 500 West Superior. It is Thursday, February 18th, onestepcamp.org. As always, we thank our sponsors, Robert W. Baird, and once again, David Hochberg. But for the first time, it's David Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage, mm-hmm. who is going to be one of our sponsors. We always appreciate what he does to help kids with cancer and leukemia. And you can do this, too. So not only do you help kids through all the programs that we offer through the one-step programs, you can come and try to win something for yourself. It is always a great night. Make sure you check it out. And if you are planning on doing this, don't wait. Grab your spot at onestepcamp.org. Mark Schanowski is next to talk Bulls. You've got the score.
Starting this spring, we are your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Listen in as Madden, Bryant, Rizzo, Arrieta, and the guys are joined by Hewer, Zobrist, and Lackey to make another run at history. And it all unfolds here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Strike three ball! Cubs win! What a finish!
Lowe's is the place to save big this winter on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. Get 10% off select major appliances $396 and more. Plus, choose 18-month special financing on purchases $599 or more with your Lowe's consumer credit card. Don't miss out on winter's biggest savings happening right now at Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 113 through 126. Credit offer valid 115 through 121 and subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Special financing can't be combined with 5% discount offer. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Wednesday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Terry Boers here. And Matt Abatacola. And we've got some news for you. Mattress Firm's overstock and clearance sale is on right now. Yeah, over $30 million of overstock and clearance mattresses must go. All the best brands are on sale, including Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Stearns & Foster, and more. Come in today and you get a luxury pillow, mattress protector, or mattress frame for just 88 cents each when you purchase select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest Black Hybrid, or Sealy Posturepedic Optimum mattress sets. That's a deal. Hard to beat that one.
You guys know Mattress Firm is America's number one mattress retailer, also the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic. So Terry's telling you about that big clearance sale. Don't miss out on it. Go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you. You can also call 1-800-431-5921 for details about credit costs and terms.
I'm going with my friend Clarence Mattresses.
You are?
Yep. Because I've got a mattress coming my way, too, and I'm looking forward to it.
Clarence Mattresses, Clarence Meat, that's right up your
Clarence
alley.
Tubbs.
Clarence Tubbs.
I'm afraid he was going to say something. I was fearing this all day long. Just screw up.
See, but you know that's the thing about a Tempur-Pedic, though, Terry, is that even being with Dan for a day, you still get a great night's sleep on a Tempur-Pedic.
And you need one.
So head to Mattress Firm today. Save big on overstock and clearance mattresses from all the best brands. Sleep happy with no interest for 5 full years. Don't miss the overstock and clearance sale at Mattress Firm, America's number one mattress retailer. Mattress Firm, save money and sleep happy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your pay.